scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Bit.
The celebrity couple that hosted an illegal maskless birthday party. Coming up in just a second, I'm going to tell you who that is. They're
Shame.
In trouble. I know. First, history is reuniting Tool Time duo Tim Allen and Richard Karn. So Tim and Al from Home Improvement.
It should be fun.
How nostalgic.
Very. It's actually a really funny show. Like, even watching the reruns are still, like, they still crack you up.
I loved that show. Yeah, I loved Home Improvement. I don't know if this one's going to be so funny. They're getting together for a building-themed reality competition series.
Oh, no.
So at first, I was kind of into the idea. It's a 10-episode series, tentatively called Assembly Required right now. Okay. And they said it's going to spotlight the best and brightest builders from their home workshops as they compete to breathe new life into everyday household items in desperate need of fixing.
Okay,
I kind of like the idea of making something new again. And I like what Tim Allen said as well. He said, you know what? Let's face it. We're living in a throwaway society. We buy, we break, we replace, we rinse and repeat whatever happened to repair and rebuild. I'm like, I like that idea. It's good for the environment.
It is, yeah. It's just another spin for a reality show.
Well, some reality shows are great.
Yeah.
This is the part that had me questioning how fun this is going to be. It said in each episode, Allen and Karn will also dive into the unique history around these items to celebrate the men and women who crafted them and the techniques that they use.
See, I don't need that in my life.
No, I don't want a history of, but to see some people build something with their hands, that's amazing to me. Similar to a cooking show.
Right.
But I mean, if they're going into the history of like tools and chairs.
And Tim Allen isn't really a craftsman, is he? Like, I didn't take him for a carpenter or someone that actually has any skills.
He was on the show.
Yes, he acted the role. I get that.
Oh, you mean he wasn't in real life?
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Didn't put two and two together there. All right, so the Biebers, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, hosted an illegal maskless birthday party in L.A. for a friend of theirs who's a singer. So a ton of guests were there, Kendall, Kylie Jenner, Jaden Smith. I guess they were hugging the whole time, gathering closely. It was basically an orgy. No, I'm kidding. I just made that part up. But in addition to obviously being risky, this party was a violation of an L.A. county ban on gatherings from people from different households. So it's flat out illegal in L.A. The L.A. mayor said that all public and private gatherings of any number of people are prohibited. And he actually authorized the Department of Water and Power in L.A. to shut off utilities to anybody who's violated that order.
Ooh. Hey, Justin, your water's not running.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that this, like, it sounds like a bad headline, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I've been hearing that a lot of celebrities are doing these pop-up testing centers, like, in their house before guests come in for parties.
Oh.
They're not as elaborate or accurate as the tests you'd get done at a hospital, but there are stars that have people tested before having gatherings. So maybe he did do this.
I'm not buying it. Even the testing, there's so many flaws even with the testing we get done in hospitals. We've seen a lot of false negatives and a lot of false positives there. You don't get to do it, even if you live on a resort like Justin Bieber.
Doesn't mean you can make out with anyone you see just because you think that they were tested negative.
Please don't do that. Please. All right, it's 6:37 right now. That is your biz. And coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win $100 to spend at Carrefour and Grignan with